Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Tesvav. We are up to Siv Gimel. We are on page Kuf Chav Ches. We're about to turn on to page 256. The Mechaber says in Siv Gimel, V'had de'ein onin omen achar tinok. We discussed last night in Siv Beis a few people that make brachos that you can't answer amen to their bracha, and one of them was a tinok. So here the Mechaber goes into greater detail. That which we said in Siv Beis that we don't answer amen after a tinok, dafka b'shosh shalomed ha-brachos lifnei rabo. It's dafka if he's just learning the brachos in front of his Rebbe. He's being trained in the brachos. Shemuter l'lamed l'tinokos ha-brachos ketiknam. Because one is allowed to teach children the brachos properly. V'afa pish he mevarachin levatola. Even though what they're really doing is saying a bracha levatolo, because they don't need a bracha now. You're teaching them how to make a boy priya eitz, but they're not eating an apple. They're not eating any fruit. You're just training them how to make a bracha. So says the Mechaber, when we said in Siv Beis that you can't answer amen after a tinuk, it's talking about that case where the Rebbe is teaching him how to make brachos, where the bracha anyway is a bracha levatolo b'shas alimud. Avol. But if they're making a real bracha to pater themselves, since these children are at the age of chinuch already, onim achareim amen. You can answer after their bracha amen. And so too, if there's a katan that is saying the haftorah in the shul, you can answer amen after his brachos. So the Mechaber told us over here a very important point. When a child is making a bracha, you cannot answer amen when it's not a real bracha, just practice. But if it is a real bracha for the tinok and it's chinuch, then you can answer amen. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Yud Gimel. The child is being lomed. Ratzel lomar means to say, De'ein shayach lomar amen la'ames ulokai mes divrei ha'mevarech. When he's just saying the bracha for practice, it's not shayach to say amen, to say the bracha is true and to mekayim the words of the mevarech. Acharei de'ein shein bracha Allah. This is not called a bracha. So what are you answering amen to? Therefore you can't answer amen. Really all he's doing is saying a bracha levatola, so katan yodalet. Ratzalomar means to say, Shalomed harav imohim habracho shalo bizmanan. Their Rebbe is teaching them the brachos, not in the proper time. They're not doing that mitzvah or eating that food that they're making a bracha on. Afilu hachi mutter lahaskir shem Hashem. Still, the tinok is allowed to mention Hashem's name, even though he's only practicing the bracha. The afilu harav yochol lahaskir Hashem. And even the Rebbe is allowed to mention Hashem's name. Kedei lelamed lahatinok habrachos, in order to teach the child the brachos. Sharei al korchoch anu tzrichim lilmod imoim kedei lechamcha melimed haTorah b'kiyum haMitzvos. Because against our will, we need to teach them how to make brachos. Like the pasuk says, so says the Mishnah Berurah, you are allowed to teach children brachos with the Shem Hashem. They can say it with the Shem Hashem. You can say it as a teacher with Shem Hashem, even though it's not the zman of that mitzvah or that hanah. They're just saying the brachos. That's allowed. But then he writes, "V'dafke imatinok mutter lahaskir as Hashem." This is dafke. If you're with a child, you're training the child, then you can mention Hashem's name. Aval gadol b'shal shalomed habrachos b'gemara, but a gadol who's learning the laws of brachos from the Gemara, omer b'lo askaras Hashem. Even though the Gemara might bring down the bracha, you would not say the bracha derech halimud with Hashem's name. V'rakish shalomed apsukim and eskarim b'talmud. Davka, if you're learning Gemara and there are psukim that come up in the Gemara, rashai la'omrim kimo shem k'suvim askaras Hashem. Says the Mishnah Berurah, when the Gemara brings down Psukim, you can say the pasuk with Hashem's name. However, this is not really so pashut. If you look at note 17, he points out, "Be'inyan askaras Hashemos b'zman halima b'Gemara b'zayar." In terms of saying Hashem's name, when it comes up in the learning of Gemara the Zayar, the stipler writes, "Sheroi lomar Hashem velo lahaskir Hashemos." Says the stipler, you should not say Hashem's name. You should say Hashem. You should not say the real shame. The kosher came below made rakhatsi pasuk. Certainly, if you're only learning half the pasuk, v'das agon rav yashiv shaminoku shegam b'psukim amuvoim b'gemara ein omrim shem shamayim. Says rav yashiv as well the same idea. When Hashem's name comes up in psukim in the Gemara, you do not say the shem shamayim. Mishum kavod Hashem. It's not proper kavod to the shem. Ah, haminoku davka shelo lahaskir shem adnus. But says Rabbi Yashiv, this is specifically the shame of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud that you should not speak out. Aval Sha'or Shemos Kigon Elokim. Other Shemos like Elokim Hamuva Begemara Nohagin Lahaskir. There the minhag is, says Rabbi Yashiv, to yes say those Shemos. V'chein Nog Hagon Rabbi Yashiv Batzmo. That's how Rabbi Yashiv was knowing to say Aleph Dalet Nun Yud when he's learning, he did not say that. But other Shemos like Elokim, he would say the Shem Hashem when it was Derech Limudo. Sivkotan Tesvav. We said again, you only don't answer Amen to the bracha of a tinok if it's practice, but if he's saying it lift or es atzmon, kegon shemivarech abrachos bizmanon derechinuch. He's eating an apple, he's saying a bari pereitz, you absolutely can answer Amen to the bracha of this child, the b'nei chinuchim, sivkotan tezayim, because they are at the age of chinuch. Mashma, the clear mashmos is, the albracha shemivarech alachila, that when a child is making a bracha on food uchagavna or something similar, kodim shegil lechinuch, before the age of chinuch, ein lanos amen alav, you should not answer amen. The clear diuk the Mishavur is making the mechaber is that when a child is making a bracha on the right time and he's doing it for chinuch, then you can answer amen. Mashma, if it's a very small child below the age of chinuch, you should not answer amen to his bracha, even though he's making a nice bracha on his apple. Very important note over here, note number 18. The Gil Chinuch Bazel, what is the age of Chinuch of Bracha? So Yashiv says, Shehumi Sheyodei Alamim Mevarech, he has to know who he's making the Bracha to. V'chein Kosav the Or Letzion, Ubir Shu Begil Sheis or Sheva, 6 or 7 years old, V'tolu B'charifas HaYelad, it depends how sharp the child is. V'hosef, and he adds on, interesting Chap, Sheyomar B'lachash Es Aposuk Baruch Hashem Li'olam Amin V'amin. If you have a child under the age of Chinuch saying a Bracha and you want to answer Amin, you really shouldn't be answering Amen, so you should say the Pasuk, Baruch Hashem, La'olam Amen V'Amen, V'yasa Amen Hashniyah Yomar B'kol. You say it quietly, and the second Amen you say out loud, V'yachavin Lomar Esa Amen B'siyam Birchas HaKotam, Kedei Shebno Lo Yireh She'enu Amen Achai Birchasa. You're tricking the kid. You're seemingly saying Amen, he thinks you're saying Amen, but really you're saying Baruch Hashem Le'olam Amen V'Amen, which is a Pasuk, you just mean V'chavin, to get the second Amen at the time that he finishes the bracha. That's trick number one. Al Koponim Kishem Esupuk in Kfar Agil L'chinuch. At the very least, if you're not sure who's at the age of Chinuch, that's the trick that the Or Letzion brings down. Hashem Zalman gives another Eitzah. Sheyesh Lanos Ami. Not Amen, Ami. You trick the kid. You say Ami without the Nun. Sheoz Ein Ze Amen Kilcha. So you're not saying a real Amen. The kid doesn't know. He thinks you're saying Amen. You're tricking him. You're saying Amen. So that's Eitzah number two. But then, a very important point. Me'idach, on the other hand. Rav Chaim Kanievsky writes, Shekavonas HaMishnevura Kan Hirak She'ein Lo Mar Amen Al Birchas HaTinok B'Toyras Chiyuv. That when the Mishnevura says that if the child is under the age of Chinuch, you should not answer Amen to his bracha, it doesn't mean you shouldn't answer Amen. It means you shouldn't answer Amen mitoras chiyuv, that I need to answer Amen. Ach lo omro kedei lechancho la'anias Amen mutter. But if you're training the child that we answer Amen after a bracha and your purpose is for chinuch, you can answer Amen after the bracha of a child below the age of chinuch. Don't answer Amen mitzad that you have a chiyuv to answer Amen. Answer Amen like you're training the child that we answer Amen. That would be okay. Ukefi shenog oviv ha-stipler lanos mitam zeh. V'rakish ha-koton eino shomeya o yodeya sh'onim achrav amen v'ein ba'aniya shum chinuch ein lanos. But if the child doesn't hear you and you're just saying it to yourself, then you shouldn't answer amen. If the real reason you're answering amen to the child below the age of chinuch is to be mechanichim and answering amen, which a very small child can do, then it's okay. But if the child's not going to hear you answering amen, then you should absolutely not answer amen to that bracha, because there's no chinuch and you're not allowed to answer amen to a child below the age of chinuch. V'chein das hagon Rav Yashiv, and Rav Yashiv agrees with this psak of Rav Chaim Kanievsky that you can, yes, answer Amen on a child's bracha below the age of chinuch, as long as you're only doing it to be mechanech the child and answering Amen. Continues the Mishavuros of Katan Yud Zayin, Shom Rav Torah. The Mechaber ended off and said, if a Katan is saying the Haftorah, which is allowed, so you also answer Amen to his brachas, Vatzalomai Sha'oz, Korim Ba'Torah U'Banavim, because then he's reading from the Torah and the Navi, U'Mavarachin Lefnemu La'achareim, and he's making the brachas before and after them, Vitzarach Lanos Amen Aleim, and you have to answer Amen after them. Says the Mechaber Sivdar, Kol Mavarach Brachas She'en Atzricha HaReza Nosei Shem Shemaim Lashov, One who makes a bracha sheina tzricha, a bracha that's not necessary, that's saying Hashem's name for nothing. Varehu kin nishbal hashav, it's like taking a shvua for nothing. Va'aser lanos acharav amen. You hear someone saying a bracha sheina tzricha, we'll see exact examples of this. You do not answer amen to his bracha. It is forbidden. Says the Mishabura Sev Katan Yudchez, bracha sheina tzricha. Kigon, for example, shemivarech besoch hasuda al dvarim shenitru kfar al yidei brachos hamotzi. He's in the middle of eating a suda. He takes a piece of potato kugel and he makes a bari pri adama. That's a wasted bracha. You already made hamotzi. It covers the whole suda. Why making adama? Don't answer amen to that bracha. That's a bracha shein etzricha. Dizu ha bracha shelo letzarach ikav. That's a bracha that's totally unnecessary. You're not allowed to answer amen to that bracha. The old kasva poskim tafilu im achshav lo haya ha bracha levatola. Even if the bracha right now is not a bracha levatola, like that last example. Sometimes it's still considered bracha shein etzricha that you can't answer amen to. Kigon, for example, im shulchano aruch lefanav, the table's all set in front of you, v'daito leilich v'lito yada v'lechol, and you're about to go wash your hands from motzi to the suda, v'lokea kodem hanatila u'mevarech advarim shedaito l'ochlam besoch hasuda, gam ze oser. You're taking some food. You have a nice deli sandwich there, you're about to go wash, and you take one of the french fries before you wash, and you make adama. That is a total bracha shein etzricha, because once you wash and eat the french fries during the suda, they don't require bracha. By taking the french fry before the suda, you need to make a bracha. But you should just wait a minute. You shouldn't have it now, and therefore that's a bracha shein etzricha, that is aser. To go rain bracha shein etzricha, you're causing a bracha shein etzricha by taking that french fry before you wash for your deli sandwich, when the french fries are really going to be eaten during the suda, and it's covered by the hamotzi. Now, the poskim do point out, in note number 19, that if you really like this food before the suda, or it's a food that is whetting your appetite for the suda, that might be okay. That would be okay. We're talking about a case where you plan on eating your french fries with the sandwich, and you just have no patience to wait. The sandwich is almost ready, and you can't wait 30 seconds, so you're making a bracha shein etzricha by making the adam on the french fry, when really there should be no brachas on the french fries. But if you have a reason to, you know, you were fasting, and the food's not ready, and you really feel like you're going to faint, you make a bracha in that case. But a regular case, just wait a couple of seconds, wash for your bread, and then you don't need a bracha on your french fries. V'kol shekein ha-mafsik bein ha-bracha la'asiya. Certainly, if one was mafsik between his bracha and his asiya, the gorem shetispatel abracha rishon lagamri, he's causing that his first bracha gets canceled. Bevadai that is aser. Va'ayin leel b'simin memvav b'mishabura sevkatan yudalud uvemogin avram b'simin zel inyan ashlamas mea brachos b'shabbos. There is a discussion. We're supposed to have 100 brachos a day on Shabbos. We're missing some of the brachos from the Shmoneh Esrei, which is much shorter. So what about saying a bracha shein etzricha? Note 23 points out, Shom kasov she'ein lihikones b'chshash bracha shein etzricha avur mitzvah mei brachos. Even though there is a mitzvah to say 100 brachos a day, it's not proper to get involved in any bracha shein etzricha just to get to the 100. And therefore that is not allowed. The point being over here is anytime you hear a bracha shein etzricha, and you hear them, you're not allowed to answer amen. That's not a good bracha. You don't answer amen. Sivkotan Yutes, the Mechaber said, it's like no say Shem Shemayim Lashov, it's like saying Hashem's name in vain. Ratzalomer means to say, Avshu Mevarech Keseder Nusach Abracha B'derech Odo V'Shevach. Even though he's saying Hashem's name in the form of the Nusach of Abracha, in a way of praising Hashem, Kevan She'en Atzricha, since it's an unnecessary Bracha, it's like Shem Yashov. The kol shekeinim hiskir shem Hashem levatolo chas v'shalom. Certainly, if someone just says randomly Hashem's name in vain, the lav davka shem shel arba osios. This is not specifically the yudke vavke. Hu adin shorei Hashemos gamkein bechlal iser ze. Any shem Hashem that you're saying randomly on its own would be an iser. The hu adinim hotzi Hashem beloshen laz levatolo. And even if you say Hashem's name in another language, for no reason, Tahainu shelo b'derech shevach lo'do, not a way of praise or thanks to Hashem. Gam kein yesh iser. There's also an iser over there. Kosav el yirava b'shem sefer chasidim. In tishma shechavircha maskir Hashem. You hear your friend saying the shem Hashem. Al tikones tol tvarav. Don't interrupt his words. Lomer aseli kach v'kach. He's in the middle of making a bracha here, saying shem Hashem. Don't say, oh, can you do me a favor? Sharei al yidei ze yishtok l'shmo dvarecha. Through your interruption, he's going to pause and he's going to listen to what you're saying. You're causing him to be Moshe Shem Shemayim Vatala. If someone's in the middle of saying Hashem's name, you let him finish whatever he's doing, don't interrupt him. One exception. You hear him saying Shem Hashem and you know his plan is to curse someone with the Shem Hashem, a terrible Avera. Then you should interrupt him, but because then he is sinning when he curses him. So you're saving him. You're causing the Shem Hashem Levatolo, which is a less serious Aveira than the one of cursing his friend with the Shem Hashem. The Mechaber said that this Brocha Shein Etzricha is no say Shem Shemaim Lashov, and that's like Nishba Lashov. Hu Lashon HaRambam, this is borrowing the Lashon of the Rambam. Umakoro Mimad Isa B'Gemara, the Rambam source, that which the Gemara says, Kol HaMevarech Brocha Shein Etzricha. Anyone who says a bracha that is not necessary, over mishum lo sisa Hashem, he's over the aver of lo sisa. Mikomokum das kam achronim, however many achronim argue, and they say, de'ikar ha'isu m'derabonim. Saying a bracha shein etzricha lafi the Rambam is a daraisa, lafi other rishonim is only a derabonim. Kevan shum maskiro ba bracha derosheva voda. You're not just saying Hashem's name in vain, you're saying a bracha. Even though the bracha is not needed, but l'maisa, in the bracha, you're praising Hashem, you're thanking Hashem. And therefore, the other Rishonim say, not like the Rabbam, it's not the Raisa, it's only the Rabbanim. Ukra smachta ba'alma, the pasuk that says, l'sisa Hashem Hashem, so that's only an asmachta, but it's only the Rabbanim. That's the machlokas. But the machlokas is, if you're saying a bracha, she'ena tzricha, so the Shem Hashem is really in vain, but it's in the form of a bracha, at least you're praising Hashem. That's where there's a machlokas, if it's an issa daraisa or an issa derabanan. Avalim hu maskiro la Hashem chas v'shalom. But if you're just saying Hashem's name, levatala below bracha, there's no bracha there. Stop saying Hashem's name in vain. Lukuli alma yeshbo issa Torah. Everyone agrees you have an issa daraisa over there. Shu over al mitzvah saseh de es Hashem alokecha tira. You're over the asay of fear Hashem. As Hashem alokecha tira, don't say Hashem's name in vain. Shehi ashara lumotzi shein shem avatala. That's a warning not to say Hashem's name in vain. So when you say Hashem's name in vain in a bracha shein etzricha, since it has a praise around it, some say it's only asim adirabonim. The pasuk is only an asmachta, but when you say Hashem's name on its own, without any praise around it, there everyone agrees it's a daraisa, and the daraisa is the asay of es Hashem l'kavatira, that you don't say Hashem's name levatola. Kedi'isa b'tzmura davdalad, kizeu b'chlal ha'yira. This is part of fearing Hashem. Shelo lahaskir shmo hagodol, not to mention Hashem's great name. Ki'im b'derach sheva v'odom Hashem uchuyav. You're only going to say it in the form of a praise and a thanks and what you're required to do. Aval lo levatola, not to say Hashem's name in vain. Umikomokom vein ledas harambam. Still, whether you go to feed the sheet of the Rambam, Bein l'sharei poskim, or you go according to the other poskim. Im nistapik lo a'eza bracha. You have a suffix about any bracha. In Beirach Halo, you have a Savei Bracha, you're drinking your can of Coke, you don't remember if you made a Shachlo or not. Imu Dover Shu Daraisa, if the Bracha is Daraisa, for example, benching for everyone, Birchas HaTorah according to many, Chozer Mavarech. Then we say Savei Daraisa L'Churma, you go back and you say the Bracha, you're not sure if you benched, you ate till you're full, you have a Savei Daraisa, you have to bench. V'imhu Darabona, but if it's a regular Bracha Rishona, you're not sure if you made a Bracha, that is the Rabbanon, lo yachzor v'yavarech, you would not go back and make a bracha. Umashma mikam achronim de iser yesh badavar lachzor l'varech. It's not that you don't have to make a bracha if you're mesupuk, you're not allowed to make a bracha. You're in the middle drinking your coffee, you don't remember if you said a shahakal or not, so safek brachos, safek the Rabbanon l'kula, you do not make a shahakal. But it's not that you don't have to, you're not allowed to make a shakal. You're not allowed to make a bracha when you are in a state of suffix. And now the Mishnah Berurah says a very big line, and it's a big discussion on this Mishnah Berurah. Kosvu achron the achronim right. Da'afilu yesh sveik sveik al hatzruch bracha. Even if a person has a double suffix, he has two possibilities of why he should make the bracha as a sveik sveika. Kigon, for example, suffix ocho kezayas alo. He ate, he's not sure if he had a kezayis or not. A kezayis, he's chayv a bracha. Less than a kezayis, he's not chayv a bracha. V'im timtzalomar lo achal, and even if you're going to say he ate less than a kezayis, shema halacha da'al bria afilu pachos mikezayis mevarchin. He ate a beria. He ate a full grape. So he's not sure if he had a kezayis or not, but maybe he had a kezayis. Even if he didn't have a kezias, maybe the halacha is like the rishonim that say on a burial you need to make a bracha achrona even if it's less than a kezias. So if it's a kezias, bracha achrona. Less than a kezias, and the halacha is on a burial make a bracha achrona, bracha achrona. So he has two tzadim, it's like sveika to make a bracha, afilu hachi sveiko lahakel. Still, safek brachos lahakel, even if you have a sveik sveika directing you to make the bracha, we still go lakula velo yavarech. There is a stira to the Mishabura and a Sharatzion a few simanim ago that is brought down in note number 33, Ayin Sham. Sivkaton Chaf Aleph, the Aser Lanos Acharov. We said that one who makes a bracha shein atzricha, it's like Nosei Shem Shamayim Lashav, and that's like Nishbo Lashav, and the bottom line was, the Mechaber said, V'Aser Lanos Acharov Amin. By a bracha shein atzricha, you cannot answer Amin. Delo Odif Meitinok Shemaskir Hashem Derech Limudo. It's no better than a young child that's mentioning Hashem's name while he's learning. Delo Asa Iser Baskar Aso. He didn't do any Aveira Derech Limudo. He's being trained how to make a bracha like we learned before. He's allowed to say the Shem Hashem. V'Afilu Achi Ein Lanos Amin Acharov. We learned in Sif Gimel. A katan is practicing his brachos. He's allowed to practice with Shem Hashem, but you can't answer Amen even though he's doing nothing wrong. The ain shame bracha Allah. That's not called a bracha. It's called practice. So you don't answer Amen. Kol shekein zed asa iser. Certainly, a person made a bracha shein atzricha, which is forbidden. Certainly, not going to answer Amen. Tahotzi shame shemayim vatala. This person was moti shame shemayim vatala. So if you're not going to answer Amen to a katan who is saying a bracha that wasn't a real bracha, but he was allowed to say it, he didn't do an iser. You can't answer Amen. Certainly. If a regular gadol is making a bracha shein atzricha, which is doing an aveira, he's saying Hashem's name in vain, whether it's a daraisa or the rabbanan, certainly not going to answer amen over there. That concludes Simon Reish Tezvav. And Mirza Shem, tomorrow we'll begin not only a new Simon of Reish Tezayin, but also a new topic, Dine Birchas Hareach.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an eon shiur on any daf in shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.